New research could help wildlife managers better protect declining stellar sea lion populations. The study looks at why sea lions zero in on specific hunting hotspots. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Knowing where to find food is easy for humans, but for stellar sea lions, biologist Mike Sigler says it's a different story.
I wondered for sea lions what they did when they had to find food. They're not fortunate like humans that they can know where the nearest restaurant or corner grocery store is.
This has been a hot topic for researchers who have watched Western stellar sea lion populations decline, hitting a low in 2002. The decline is linked to a lack of food. So Sigler, who works at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, set out to track sea lion's seasonal pattern of foraging in sheltered southeast Alaska. He believes it's probably the only place in the state where this study could have happened because of the harsh conditions in places like the Aleutians. But the conclusions can be applied to other populations. Sea lions are looking for reliable sources of food. Sigler says that's even more important than finding a place that has the most food.
For sea lions, I think what good translates to them as something that's reliable, in other words, it's persistent. Persistence mattered more than how abundant the prey were.
It may seem obvious, but the more consistent prey is in a given location, the more sea lions can thrive there. Understanding that dynamic gives scientists and managers a better idea of the impact temporary fishing closures might have on sea lion populations. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.